There, Sri Radha and Sri Krishna are eternally united in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there he is eternally performing Premnam Sankirtan and tasting the nectar of Prem. And he brought that same divine abode onto this planet, in this very tract of land, Sri Gauranga Mangala Bhumi and Sri Navadvip Dham, the very lotus flower of this divine spiritual abode, manifesting in the form of nine islands. So why did he come here? Atyanta Charanava Prema Parivaritam. He came to give to all the Jiva souls, to distribute to them Atyanta Dhrumava Prema. That prema, which was never given before, previously. It was never seen, given by any other incarnation within this world. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami, he detected this divine nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he described his glorious worship of the Lord in his divine poetry. And he stated there, Anayati Tacharim Chirat, Karunayana Tirna Kalo, Samana Paritum, Unata Ujmanayasam Swabhakti Shriyam, Hari Purasundam Yuki, Kadamba Sandhipita, Sadaa Hrithaya Khandvareshkura Tuba, Sajinam Namaha. That praise, Anayati Tacharim Chirat, which had not been given for a very long time, it had not been distributed within this very day of Lord Brahma, more than 8,400,000 years, it had not been distributed within this universe. A very, very long time. And he gave Savarpaitun Udatavushvalarasam Swabhakti Shriyam. He came to distribute that rare grain, which is only there in the heart of Srimati Radhika and in the heart of her eternal maid servants. He came to give that to the Jiva souls in Kali Yuga, the time when all the Jiva souls have become the most degraded and unqualified, the time when the processes that are given in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, the processes of meditation are weak. They cannot give perfection to the Jiva souls. The processes of Yajna, they cannot attain perfection. By deity worship in the mandir and the temple, this also cannot give them this divine perfection in Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that rare grain in Kali Yuga, making it accessible to the Jiva souls by taking the divine names, the holy names, Sri Premnam Sankirtan, taking the names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took these holy names and he made a big huge garland with the string of praying, and he garlanded the entire world with these names of Krishna Ram. And he gave these to the conditioned souls, telling them that if you simply take these holy names with a little bit of Shraddha, with a little bit of faith, and he gave these duties to distribute his holy names to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, to Sri Haridas Thakur, Advaita Charja, all of his eternal associates, he gave them charge for the distribution of this divine transcendental Mahamantra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went from door to door on these same nine islands that we will be traversing. And he went personally to the homes of all the householders, doing Nam Sankirtan in ecstasy with his associates. So these pastimes that took place here in Navadvip Dham are our Gauriya Leela, where Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself, is showing his most magnanimous, most generous, most merciful form, and making this highest praise available to the Jiva souls. What was not given previously, even in Krishna Leela, was only given to some rare or qualified persons here in Navadvip Dham. It is given to all, no consideration of qualification. This is the mercy of Gauranga Nityananda. They did not discriminate. They did not see who is qualified, who is not qualified. And in this very place, this Aparat Byamjung Pat, this section of Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even forgave all those who offended him, all those who did not respect him. After he took sannyas to liberate all the jiva souls, he again returned here to this very place and forgave all offenses and distributed pain to all. Millions of people came, crossing the Ganga. Only heads were seen. It was amazing, amazing pastime, never seen before. How millions and millions of people came from all directions, and Sachinandan Gaurahari, in this very place, forgave all aparats and gave prem to all. So this transcendental mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is available here in Navadvip Dham. Those persons who come here to Navadvip Dham during this Gaurapurnima time period, and they traverse these nine islands of Navadvip Dham, they are the most fortunate jiva souls in the whole universe. They have the opportunity to access this divine mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And how is this possible? This is only possible by the mercy of our Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, by the mercy of the great Maha Prabhupada Vaishnavas, who are surrendered souls of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like our beloved Guru Dev, Srila Bhakti Dr. Narayan Goswami Maharaj. How all of these great acharyas and personalities, Srila Bhakti Dhanavaman Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Dakshat Srinath Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Vaitamanda Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they established this divine movement here in Navadvip Dham to take this Krishna Nam, to take this mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to every single corner of the world. As Mahaprabhu had predicted, Mahaprabhu predicted everywhere on the surface of this world, in every town and village, my name will be preached, my name will be heard. And this is becoming possible only by the mercy of the personalities who are his divine servitors, like Arjuna Gurudev, who is going to every door all throughout the world and giving his highest mercy and the transcendental love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very indebted at his lotus feet that he has brought us here in his divine Sangha to again taste the Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama, to take this into our hearts and to bring this back with us to all the five corners of the world, and thus to attain the mercy of Sri Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu. Gauranga Nityananda.